This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome to 2025, the first Inside Douglas County program of the brand new year from Thrive Umpqua. Jess Hand, the executive director, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Happy New Year, everyone.
Well, it's kind of a reset for people. I don't know about everybody else, but for some reason, yesterday, and I was here part of the day, but I was working on other things as well and trying to get some things done at home. And anytime I would look at social media, it seems like everything was, diet, diet, diet. You could lose weight, getting better. And it was not from me searching for them. It's just what was coming out there. And it seems like everybody is kind of looking to reset the new year. We find that New Year's resolutions generally don't last too long. So to kind of help people out today, what about the ideas from Thrive Umpqua for maybe a long-term shift towards a healthier lifestyle and something that people can do and sustain and not feel like they failed by the end of the month?
Yeah, there's a lot of hype right now. New year, new you, New Year's resolutions. I honestly have heard the same thing, that there's something called Quitting Friday that typically happens. What is it? The second Friday of the month doesn't last too long. I would say for myself, I'm kind of a fan of New Year's resolutions. I think any time that we can pause, reflect, and set some intentions, typically a positive thing. And as a community, anytime I think there's some awareness and attention on health, that's a positive thing. But when resolutions fizzle out, that's something I think that we can safeguard against. And that's what Thrive Umpqua is here for. As a well-being initiative, I think there's some things that we can do as a community to help those resolutions stick. So we have a lot of programs that we are excited to offer in the new year, and happy to talk about some of those today with the audience.
Well, I guess the place we should start out first is diet. People have just gone through a month of high calorie, high sugar, most likely things that just were everywhere they went. They look at themselves in the mirror perhaps and realize that didn't work out so well for them. So naturally, at the front end of things, they tend to look at their diet. So what ideas do you have?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably one of the most common resolutions, right, that a lot of people think about after they want to reset in the new year. I think for us, you know, when we look at Thrive Umpqua, we're looking at like a well-rounded diet. When we think of the cultures that are living the longest in the globe, which were the blue zones, people that were living to age 100, the centenarians, they have a really high quality of life. And that's because their plates are full of plants, foods that are full of fiber, full of vitamins and minerals that give them a ton of energy, that are disease fighting. And so that's what we promote here locally too, is how can you fill your plate with more colors? How can you really eat the rainbow? You've probably heard of that in the past as well. So the more fiber that we can put on our plates, that will definitely aid with weight loss if that's something you're hoping to do, but it will help you feel fuller and give you more energy as well. I like to think of weight loss, or just in terms of diet in general, is what can you add versus take away? When we set goals that are typically around deprivation, or I'm going to quit sugar 100%, or I'm going to quit this cold turkey, we typically find ourselves rebelling against that or fighting against it, right? Because it's more deprivation than it is fueling ourselves. So when we think of like, what can I add, that typically fits with our lifestyle a little bit better, and we find ourselves maybe craving the things that are less healthy a little bit less. So that's what I would go to there, is like, what can you add to your plate that will fuel yourselves more? And there's a lot of great things that you can still find at the farmer's market this time of year if you want to go and check that out. They'll be starting back up here in a couple weeks, and that's a great place to support local farmers too.
One of the things in the Blue Zones principles too was not just what you eat, but what the portion size was or is.
That's right. Yeah. In Japan, for example, they say harahachibu before each meal, which means I will eat until I'm 80% full and then I'll stop. So it's really about mindful eating, right? Not just what you eat, but how much you put on your plate and being really conscious about that fullness factor. So that can really control the calories right there just with that one phrase.
You know, sometimes you start out and you've got an idea for dinner. This is probably an okay, fairly healthy idea. But in the process of standing there cooking it or getting it assembled or whatever, suddenly you remember, oh, this is in the refrigerator and that's over there. And so maybe it's not the dinner you ate, it's all the snacks you ate while you made the dinner that you then ate anyway, even though you really didn't need to eat it after eating all these snacks.
Right. And I just was reading another article the other day. It's like we've kind of lost the art of sitting down as a family around the dinner table, too. Like just that intentional act of having a meal time together. We do grazing, I think, is what kind of what you're getting to, is like we snack, we graze, and a lot of those calories add up because we're not sitting around the table with an intentional time to eat anymore. And so we lose track of all the eating we're doing along the way. And we also lose that social aspect of that conversation time, that checking in together, the savoring the meal, and enjoying and really relishing that moment of mealtime together as a family or with friends at the end of each day. So that would be something really to aspire to, maybe set an intention for this year, is to have those meals together with families and friends.
And a lot of people, maybe most, have dinner tables, but I'm finding more and more that for some people, they function as a home office.
Yeah,
You couldn't eat there if you wanted to.
A PlayStation for my kids. Yeah, a lot of Play-Doh happens at the dinner table, too. So that could be a great first step, is just even setting a mini goal of clearing off your kitchen table so it could be more prepared for meals to come this new year. That would be a great place to start. And I think that's the other thing with New Year's resolutions, is sometimes we set them too lofty, too ambitious, or too vague. I'm just going to eat healthy this year. Well, what does that mean? So breaking it down into mini steps and mini milestones of, hey, I'm just going to do this one first step first, clear off the dinner table, or just pick one new meal that I think I can commit to that's a little bit healthier, that I know will put more plants on my plate at least one day a week. Even just that mini step is perfect. And then I think when you start to see the small gains and the benefits that come from doing that, that sense of accomplishment, that kind of sets you up for that next step to come, feeling really good after that small gain, that small win. And it's important to celebrate that too. You don't have to get to the end goal or the finish line, just celebrating the progress along the way.
After people talk about diet, the next thing on their list tends to be exercise. And what do you suggest there?
Yeah, in the Blue Zones, it is just about movement, right? Moving all day long. We say move more. In the Blue Zones, they're walking on the hour. Just that simple act of walking can do so much. We talk about getting up and standing at least once every 20 minutes. That can do so much for your metabolism, especially if you might have an office job where you're typically pretty sedentary. Just setting a reminder on your phone or on your computer to get up and stand once every 20 minutes is really important. We try to offer a lot here in the community around regular walking groups so you can get out and connect with others. We just launched a program called Outgrown, which is for young families, young parents, to get out and connect with others out in nature. So if you have kids under the age of 5, or maybe you just had a brand new baby, just getting outdoors, being out in nature, is so beneficial for childhood development and connecting with other families for that social support. So we would welcome you to come and join us for those. They're short walks. They're led by the kids. We have gear that you can check out if you're not sure how to navigate any of that, even out in the rain. There's no such thing as bad weather, just bad gears. So we have gear you can borrow to make that more doable, and just a supportive group of families getting together to help with that. So you can look for those types of activities through Thrive Umpqua just to help get over that slump of activity.
All right, exercise, diet. We're going to cover some other things when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1 this afternoon. Tomorrow, Stephen Stanfield from the YMCA of Douglas County will be on Inside Douglas County. Jess Hand from Thrive Umpqua with us today. Our annual look at sort of resolutions and resets for the brand new year. So we talked about diet and exercise. Let's talk about some of the other things, though, maybe tied into the Blue Zones principles that people ought to look at for having a better 2025. What can you offer?
Yeah, so we talk about longevity principles. So these are the principles in the Blue Zones where people were living the longest, healthier lives around the globe. And so we talk about six longevity principles. We talked about Move More and Plant Slant already just a few minutes ago, but there's also positive outlook. So just like how you view life, right? The purpose that you wake up every day and how you connect with others, your social groups, how you put your family first, maybe even being part of a faith community can add years to your life, and making time to unwind, ways that you can shed the stress and relax on a daily basis. These are other ways that we look at health holistically, and maybe some opportunities for you to reflect and see how you're doing in these areas of your well-being as well. So with the programs that we offer the community, we try to find events and activities that align for each of these because we believe they're equally important for your overall wellness. But it doesn't mean you have to do all of these at once or set intentions in every single one all at the same time. Just find one that you maybe want to lean into, to make a little bit more of a focus for this month and start there and then work on some of the others as you can and as your time, you know, as your life allows you to.
You know, you were talking about winding down, which is so counter to what a lot of people that are, you know, trying to be successful in life really don't tend to let them do it. I heard somebody talking the other day about the importance of rest, which really ties into that. And I oddly enough, though, I heard them talking about rest while I was working, which seemed a little ironic at the time. But I was multitasking, so maybe I wasn't resting. How do you actually do that, though, and tackle everything in life? And, you know, because if you don't get some of your things done, you just end up with added stress, which, you know, hits you there.
Yeah, I think there's different types of rest, right? And I would say this is probably one of the common ones that we hear the most from the work sites that we work with here in the community is stress is at an all-time high. So how do we build moments of active relaxation into the workday? It is really tricky. It's probably one of the hardest. Some of the ways that we introduce this is maybe downshift rooms in a work site where you can literally maybe check out for 10 minutes just to close your eyes, maybe do a little bit of meditation if you're into that, or breathing, or listen to some music just to kind of allow your nervous system to literally unwind for a few minutes. It's really important. Walking outdoors in the sunshine, getting out in nature again, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, the Japanese call it forest bathing. That can do so much as well for your body, just to kind of release that tension and stress has enormous benefits on our body as well. And I think even some of the more active relaxation and ways to unwind can be with people too, you know, even like a happy hour in a way where you're laughing and talking with others and talking about your day can be a form of relaxation as well. You may not think of it. You might think, oh, I need to be by myself. That might work for you. It depends on what your preference is, what works for your personality type. It looks different for each one of us. I think just find what works for you.
So what are some of the successes you've seen in the community as your group has worked with a lot of businesses, a lot of organizations, and kind of just the public in general?
Yeah, it's been enormous. I think our team is constantly inspired by how widespread this project has been over the last 7, going on 8 years now. This work has truly been transformative here in the community. We've had over 14,000 residents participate in the project since it started as Blue Zones Project back in 2017 and then became Thrive Umpqua back in 2021. We did that transition because the project was so successful after the first 3 years. We've had 2,500 volunteers work together to better our community, giving back to community projects. We've had 26 policy initiatives from projects to tobacco policy to built environment projects, which means everything from like safe routes to school to working on more bike lanes or better access to parks, just finding safe and inviting ways for our community to get out, get active, get to places where they can enjoy our public spaces more freely. We have 110 organizations that are participating, whether that be schools or work sites or grocery stores, restaurants. They're looking to offer healthy options for their patrons, customers, employees, or students. And that's not just to mention all the community members, leaders, faith and civic leaders that are coming together around this shared initiative, which is Thrive Umpqua, which we think is extremely powerful and we're extremely proud of for this community of our size.
So any special initiatives for this new year that you have going or are set to go soon?
Absolutely. We're kicking off the third annual Wellbeing Challenge. So we've offered this for the last 2 years. This has been extremely popular. Last year, we had 3,000 community members participate in the Wellbeing Challenge. So we're offering it again, thanks to our sponsor, Umpqua Health. So what the Wellbeing Challenge is free wellness events every single month. There's typically dozens, everything from walking groups to cooking classes to yoga. Sometimes there's mini challenges. So if you're more of an individual person that likes to do things on your own, like track your water, track your walking, or gratitude, we have those as well. And then we offer monthly prizes. We'll typically do gift cards to local businesses, Thrive Umpqua participating organizations, to encourage you, incentivize you for coming out and participating in anything related to wellness. And then at the end of the year, we'll do grand prizes. So for example, this year we did a couple of packages. One was a rafting trip on the North Umpqua or a glamping trip up there as well. We've done some packages for family fun days. So you can see there's a lot of reward with it, but the greatest reward, of course, is just getting out, connecting with the community and seeing all of the ways that there's free wellness resources and offerings available around Douglas County. So we'll have a kickoff for this on Saturday, January 18th, actually at the Umpqua Valley Farmers Market, which is downtown now. We will have a booth there so you can come register for the Wellbeing Challenge. We'll be doing prizes, gift certificates to the farmers market every hour, and you'll come and learn all about the events that will be coming up this year for the Wellbeing Challenge just by showing up that day and heading over to the Thrive Umpqua booth.
Now, a lot of people in the business community tend to listen to this program. For employers, what is the benefit to them for encouraging healthier lifestyles in the workplace? Because a lot of times I think employers just want people to come and do their job and they kind of stay out of the rest of their lives. But what would you say about, from a business perspective, how do you increase your success by having healthier employees?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kyle. I'm glad you asked that. As I mentioned, we have 110 organizations participating with Thrive Umpqua. Of those, there's 45 that are work sites. So what that shows me is there's more and more employers that are seeing the value of offering a focus on well-being. And I think what they're seeing is when there is an emphasis on employee wellness in the workplace, employers typically are happier, they're more productive, they're more likely to connect with their fellow colleagues. So they're feeling like there's connection there in the workplace. There's less sick days. There's often less turnover because of that, less injuries on the job. These are some of the measurements that we ask the work sites to track as a result of participating with Thrive Umpqua as a work site program. And these are the results that they're seeing as a result of having a formal employee wellness program in place. So that's not, you know, isolated to just Roseburg alone. These are national trends typically with wellness programs, but exciting to see that's also happening here locally with the work sites that have invested in this.
Now, for parents, what about how do they encourage healthier habits for their kids?
Yeah, there's really so many ways. I think the neat thing about the Wellbeing Challenge is a lot of these events are geared towards families, and the Outgrown program is a great one for the littlest of kids, even starting with babies, right? Getting families outdoors, connecting with other parents. I think parenthood can feel really lonely at times as you step into that new chapter of life. It's nice to connect with other families that are going through that similar phase and to be able to get outdoors and do active things together. have healthy habits, put those in motion from day one is really nice. We also offer a number of cooking classes. The lifestyle nutrition course is another great opportunity if you're looking just to how to implement healthier eating in your home. That will kick off next Tuesday. That's a 13-week course that you could take together as a family to learn how to adopt those practices in a really supportive community with other individuals in the community that have taken that. And we have shopping tours too. You can head to Sherm's and take a shopping tour to learn how to do, to put together a healthy grocery basket. And that's led by UC Veg once a month. So all of this information is on our website as well on social media if you follow us there. Probably the easiest way to learn more is to join our email list by just shooting us an email at connect@thriveumpqua.com.
All right, out of time. Jess Han from Thrive Umpqua, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Great to be here.
58 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.